Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration, or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to Flat Out Cleaning. I was going to say episodes, but that doesn't even make any sense. Welcome to Flat Out Cleaning Awesomeness and this episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to thank you for being amazing by sharing the show, telling a friend, subscribing, rating, and reviewing on iTunes. I cannot tell you how helpful that is to me, to the show, and to the Cleaning Nation as a community. If you have left a review, I want to personally thank you. Give me a shout out on the Facebook group so I can give you some love. And of course, if you want the latest and greatest on how to get the financial freedom and the time freedom that probably got you into the cleaning business, all the tools that you need are at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. Today, we are chatting with Angela Michelle Clemens from AMC Cleaning Solutions. AMC has been serving the South Bend, Indiana area with commercial and residential services for about a year and a half. If you want to reach out to Angela, you can get a hold of her at www.amccleaningsolutions.com. Angela, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. So, South Bend, Indiana, the area you're in, is that a small town or a bunch of small towns together? What's your universe like? Well,
South Bend is pretty large. They have, they have tons of mansions. They have tons of apartment buildings, motels. It's huge. Now, the town I live in, it's small. It probably holds maybe 2,000 people. It's really small.
Okay,
that's so why I travel, because North Dutchman doesn't have a whole lot of business. We have like a McDonald's and a gas station.
And that's it, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. So what is going on in your world today that I can help you with?
Well, I just today got another commercial cleaning job in Winnemac, Indiana. And I already have one that's in South Bend. So I'm trying to build a good, solid, trustworthy team to add to my cleaning business, because it's going to be hard right now. There's just me and this other girl. And next week we got 8 rooms in South Bend that we have to do and 5 rooms in Winnemac.
All right,
that's like a 2-hour difference.
There we go. That's what I was going to say. These places are 2 hours away?
Yes, and plus we have a client that lives in Lakeville, which Lakeville's 10 miles away from South Bend, so that's not a problem. But getting to Winnemac, that's going to be difficult.
All right, well, let me encourage you. First and foremost, we need to get you out of cleaning, regardless of the geography, right? So you cleaning rooms is not going to be the most profitable thing. You managing other people, selling jobs, creating systems, building a company, that's what's going to make you money and build wealth. So I like that you're like, hey, I've got to get a team going, because I've just geographically, physically, I can't be in 2 places at one time. But I want to encourage you, even if you don't have that, I think that's still a worthy goal. Are you okay with that so far?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so the big thing about building a team, there's a lot of big things. First and foremost, you got to have a system. A lot of people they don't know how to do it. They're scared. They haven't done it before. So they throw out an ad and hope for the best, and then get frustrated when they get a bunch of applicants, but nobody respond, or a bunch of people that see the ad or respond to the ad, but they're terrible, or they won't come to interviews or don't show up, or it can be a difficult process. So the first thing is you need to understand that we need a system to follow and not get discouraged. Okay. Very common for you to get 40, 50, sometimes even 100 applicants to get one good employee. So we can't focus on the 37 knuckleheads that may show up. We have to focus on the folks that are good. And as long as we get enough employees, we don't care, how many yahoos we had to go through. Is that an okay foundation to build before we move forward?
Yes.
Okay.
And what I was thinking is like trying to maybe hire like a crew and have a crew leader and have them, I don't know if I should have the crew leader pick, you know, who they want to work with, or if I should as well pick, you know, the whole entire crew to go out there and clean, or how that would work.
Well, I'm going to encourage you to hire everybody yourself, because we don't know who the crew leader is, right? Just because they're called a leader, we don't know if they're any good. So I'm going to encourage you to hire everybody yourself. Have everybody be a leader, right? If you only need two or three people or a team of two, you don't really need a leader. If there's just one, you know, we don't need a chief if there's just one Indian, right? So I think we're a little premature for crew leaders. The key is, again, you want to have a system to hire. So for all of you that are members of the Clean Profit Method, I have the outline here. Step 7 is the applicant avalanche, where you go over all this stuff. So that's where you are going to want to go. If you aren't a member and want to be a member, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. And if you want to do this together with a group of 15 other entrepreneurs and myself, locked together in a room for a couple days, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live. And we actually do this together. All right. That said, for you on the phone, assuming you can't do either of those things, let's walk through the system as quickly, or not as quickly as we can, but as in depth as we can in the time that we've got here on the podcast. The system is going to be starting with a good hiring ad. So many people just look at the other hiring ads out there and copy them without ever wondering or thinking, is this going to bring the right people? Is this hiring ad working for those people? They just, you know, write something that sounds like, you know, fast growing company in South Bend, Indiana, looking for talented people that are willing to work hard and want to make money. You know, the problem is there's 394 ads. Well, you're in a small town, so maybe 294 ads that say the exact same thing. So now you start getting a bunch of knuckleheads that just click yes on 100 ads and are just like, how much do you pay? What do you do? And that's not the positioning we want, right? Where somebody just clicks yes on 100 ads and kind of sorts out where they actually go to. So first and foremost, we want to have some core values, right? This is what you believe and how you're different than your competitors. So for me, for the last decade or so, this has been have fun, make money, be real, and help out. That's what I'm about. That's what turns me on. That's what gets me up in the morning. That's what Cleaning Nation is about. And a lot of you folks in this have those same core values, which is fantastic. So if I were going to write an ad to hire somebody, actually, I'd just go to Cleaning Nation and be like, hey, awesome people, who out there wants to do this? And I'm sure I'd find someone. But if you don't have your own, you know, 3,000-person Facebook group, you want to write an ad that's got your core values, right? So for me, since I'm about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, I'm going to write the ad in a fun way. I'm going to talk about, hey, do you want to help out and contribute as part of your job? Is making money important to you? Do you want to work for a place where they make money, you make money? And for commercial cleaning, we help our customers make money. In terms of being real, like, are you sick of, you know, having to put on a mask at work and act like you're somebody you're not? You want to be in a community where you can just be yourself, right? And I kind of made that up on the fly, but you want to have an ad that talks all about your core values. You see how that's very different than all the other ads out there? Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit Method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so talk about beliefs that you share, not we are a fast-growing company who wants bright individuals with cleaning experience. You know, that's that nonsense isn't going to work. So first and foremost, always start with an ad. So many people put out a terrible ad, and it attracts terrible people, and they don't they get confused. But I would be confused if your terrible ad attracted good people, right? So if you put out a generic weak ad that looks like every other person, expect to get generic weak people that look like every other kind of knucklehead out there. So start with a strong ad that is values-based, not like everybody else. Once you do that, you need a system, a framework to transform automatically without you having to work, transform people that read that, the right people. Well, it's going to do two things. The people that read that ad that are not what you have, that you're about, right? So for me, if I read someone that wasn't about having fun at work, they were very serious. They just wanted to clock in and clock out and not be bothered. I want those people to be turned off by the ad, right? I don't want them to call. I don't want them to muddy up my works because I'm going to be too busy dealing with them. I'll miss out on the good people, right? So the first job of the ad is to get rid of the knuckleheads that aren't a fit. The second job is to identify the people that are a fit. The people are like, oh my gosh, this is exactly me. I can't believe that there's, you know, there's a place that gets me already. So when they respond, they're responding from that place of, oh, I'm so excited to talk to you versus, yeah, I want free training and weekends off or whatever other terrible ads are in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Once you've got that, you now have to automate a system to translate those ads into applicants. You need to get them to actually fill out an application or take the next step. For the way I coach is the next step should be to go to your website, whatever your website name.com/hire me or /I want in or /let's do this or, you know, something fun. When they go there, there should be some more questions. There should be a lot of stuff from your hiring ad because you want to let them know that they're in the right place, right? Like, oh, this is the right place, right? If your headline says, you know, are you the hardest working person you know? Do you want to work with other people that work hard as well? Then you want your landing page to say something along those lines so they know they're in the right spot. Then you want to ask them some questions. And once they answer those questions, obviously those questions get forwarded to you. And then you want to automate a system that invites them to a group interview. You want to do a weekly group interview where you have everybody come at the same time. And you want that to happen every week, whether you feel like you need people or not. You want to constantly have a group interview every week. So you've got new talent, you know, new people that are excited about your ad, that are excited about your core values, that really want to work. You want to have conversations with them every week and you want to do it at the same time. So you just know Tuesdays at 8 a.m., that's my group interview time or whatever the case may be for you. And that's how you kind of get a stream of good new talent coming in the doors all the time. And when you've got employees that you've got that start kind of, you know, losing their way or getting lazy, you're not panicked. Yeah. You're like, I've been talking to people every week. I've got 3 or 4 people I talk to that want in here. And, you know, someone gets sick or can't come in or whatever. You have to start from scratch. Yeah. You've already got kind of a process in place. So that's the broad strokes of the process of how you're going to, keep a flow of those prospective employees that are the right employees, right? You get a good ad, you put them to a good landing page. That landing page puts them into a sequence that invites them to a group interview. After the group interview and that group interview, again, the question should be all about core values, right? So you want to tell them to, like, how would you respond in this circumstance, that circumstance, based on core values, not, you know, stupid stuff like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, what does that have to do with what we're doing here? And then after that group interview, you want to go to a one-on-one interview. And if that works in the one-on-one interview, I have them in a training interview where I'm going to pay them to clean, but they're not hired yet. And if they do a good job of that, then we hire them. So that is, again, there's a lot more to it. And, you know, it's a lot easier said than done, but that's the broad strokes. Yeah. Questions, thoughts, stuck? Okay. Where are you at, sister?
I think that sounds like a great idea. I kind of had some of those thoughts about, you know, giving people a chance. I was just not sure how to get those people to come. But those ideas are wonderful. I think they will draw in people who are, you know, willing to work. Because the girl I have now, I mean, she's a good worker, but she's worked with me for about 2 weeks, and then she's already called off sick. And she just, I need someone that I can rely on because I have to go regardless because I signed the contract. So regardless if she's my employees or sick or not, I have to be reliable and I have to show up. So I need a good crew that I could count on and that I could trust to make sure the job gets done. And that sounds like a wonderful idea.
So that brings it up.
I actually wrote it all down.
Perfect. And we were recording. So if you couldn't write fast enough, you can always play this back. But that brings up a couple other quick things. First of all, I have a zero tolerance policy for any sort of absences, at least for the first 30, probably 60 or 90 days. So I would set the table with any new hires. If you have to be not here for any reason in the first 60 or 90 days or 30, you know, you pick, this job is not for you. If you're like, I got a wedding, I got this thing, okay, then you can start afterwards. Because I found the people that either call off sick right away or have a wedding or something you're committed to. What they're really saying is this other, you know, this is much more important. This is a priority to me over this job. And rarely do they work out. Rarely does it work out like, oh, we just had that one little rough patch at the beginning and then they were fantastic. Usually that is a bad sign of something to come. Second of all, I don't like one person teams, and there's, you know, different perspectives on this, certainly for commercial and residential. But the problem with the one person team is you better have a big enough team where you have floaters. So if somebody doesn't show up or two or three people don't show up, you're not just stuck. Mm-hmm. So you want to have more people, you want them in teams. And you want to make sure you've got a plan. So if somebody doesn't show up, ideally, you know, if there's a team of three, then one person doesn't show up. Well, two people can definitely do it. If you have a team of two and one person doesn't show up, that can be tricky. So you want to make sure that you plan for someone not showing up before they don't show up. You don't wait until they call off and then find yourself an emergency. You have a plan before that. And again, having more employees than you need that all want more hours is a much better vibe than everybody's overworked and then someone calls off and you're like, hey, can you do more work? And they're already tired. It's a great way for them to quit or do terrible work or get frustrated or just a lot of bad things that you don't want.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I've had that happen too, where somebody will call off at the last minute. Like literally we would have to be at work in an hour and they would call me up. I can't make it today. It's like, tell me a couple days before that you, or even the day before, you had to call me half an hour before we have to leave. It's like, I can't. So I had to fire that girl because she did not work out.
Yeah, that was a bad hire. So typically when that happens, we're like, oh, we got to fire her. A lot of people won't even fire them. They get scared. Well, I need her, so I'm not going to fire her. That's crazy. That was a bad hire. He or she should have never got in the door in the first place. So yes, I absolutely have policies, two of them. One we talked about, which is the first, you know, for me, it'd probably be 60 days, no absences for any reason, period. You're still on trial, or not on trial, but you're still on a trial basis. And if you don't show up for any reason, this isn't the job for you. And I tell them that right at the beginning, right? You can't do that after the fact. Once you hire them and they try and call off, you're like, you can't do that. It's too late. You want to set that expectation. Because a lot of times they'll tell you, oh, I can't. No, that's I can't do that. And then great, you just saved yourself from a bad hire. The second thing is, anytime they call off, I need 24-hour notice. If they call off last minute or less than 24-hour notice, I accept their resignation. That's just a policy. It's painful sometimes, and we fall for warm body syndrome because, like, well, I can't fire them. I need them. I'm desperate. Well, that means your system for getting employees is broken. You need to fix that, not worry about keeping this, you know, Yahoo as part of your staff. So those two policies, when held right, will make sure, not make sure, but they'll go a long way to making sure you've got a good team. You can't call in ever outside of, you know, within 24 hours. And for the first, you know, call it 60 days, no call-ins for any reason. You just follow that. It's difficult because you'll lose a lot of good people, but you'll get better at hiring where that just happens less and less frequently. But if you tolerate it, you'd be shocked at how those people kind of keep showing up and coming around. Cool.
That's a good idea because most companies do have that, you know, 30 days or 60 days or 90 days to where you're on a training, like a temp. And then, you know, if you don't work out or just call off, it's like a trial basis. So that's a really good idea.
And you can just set expectations. A lot of people that know that they're flaky will go, oh, well, I don't know and I can't. But great, they just told you they're flaky, right? They just saved you a lot of time. Yeah. Better find out now when we're interviewing than, you know, 12 minutes before you're supposed to be at a job, or even worse, 12 minutes after you're supposed to be at a job. All right. Any other questions, or should we hit the lightning round? I'll give you a chance to share some of your experience with Cleaning Nation.
You can hit the lightning round.
All right. Okay. For those of you new to the show, the lightning round is three questions. I ask the same three questions to every guest, and I'll give Angela a chance to share her experience with you guys. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
The best advice that I've received is how to clean windows. One of my clients, I've been doing her house for about a year, ever since I started the business, and she had told me to use just a little bit of water on a paper towel and Dawn, and it'll leave no streaks. The windows look perfect. Another piece of advice, I'm sorry.
That we'll just hold on. We'll stick with one, especially with cleaners. We don't do a lot of cleaning advice, but that's great. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from one another?
The biggest mistake I made was hiring one of my friends, and she had stolen something from a lady's house, and I caught her, and I pretty much had to fire her on the spot, and tournament, and that was the biggest mistake I made hiring him.
Not sound like a good friend, I gotta tell you. That is, that's awful. No. All right, last thing.
I've known this girl.
What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Some small change, something easy to implement they can do right away that will make their business or their lives just a little bit better.
Having the right group of people that can get the job done, I think. Having a good group.
Did you say having the right people?
Yeah, having the right people, having the right team, having reliable people who are there to work and who are good at what they do and love what they do.
Couldn't agree more.
That'll help.
And I got to say, the problem is a lot of people look at that and like the lottery, like I'd love to be a millionaire. And it's like, well, here's what you got to do. Oh, I'm not willing to do any of those things. Same with having a good team, right? Like everybody can do it. It's not hard to just love people, respect people, give them appreciation, respect, have good hiring ads, create a system. All the stuff we talked about can make that happen. But
good personality.
Yeah, well, that helps. Not required, but it sure doesn't hurt.
No, not required. But
all right, Angela, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your story, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out all the tools that we have to help grow your cleaning company, get the Clean Profit Method that we just went over, if you want to go to a live event, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.